between fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
That is Julie Newmark. That's julienewmark.com. Dime Store Halo jamming us on the way in. Many people are opting out of some of the genetically modified foods right now. Sometimes it's difficult to label these genetically modified foods. There was a law recently that tried to be enacted in California saying that we should, that the manufacturers of food products were having to label, that they were going to have to label each product that contains the genetically modified foods. That law failed. We don't expect to have direct access to the knowledge of what food is genetically modified. So we scoured the internet and we found some lists of the most likely cereals. And when I think cereals, I think children, because we always worry about our children getting exposed because they're a little bit more vulnerable to everything. But the most likely cereals that are going to contain the genetically modified ingredients. This was put together by a team of experts. It's been published in a few different places. And what shocked me, Holly, is there are some real curveballs here. Real curveballs that I was shocked. And what does Holly hate? Holly hates fake green. Fake green. Is that true?
What do I hate?
You hate when things advertise that they're clean and healthy and they're really not. You hate the fakes.
I do. I don't like people to be swindled, and I don't like to be swindled. Right. That's for sure.
What in there's that website you always talk about, Green. What was that information website? We should throw that
Greed, love it. Greenmedinfo.com.
Oh, I love that site. That site, the greenmedinfo.com. We do not get anything for that plug. That is done out of a humanitarian effort to give you great information. So, Holly, are you ready for your true or false quiz on
sure.
which cereals you think? Okay. Or which
yeah,
ones
but
do you think are
can I just say one thing first?
Sure,
fine. Can I just say one thing? Why are people still eating this crap?
say just, how you feel. Let
I know
it go.
Kevin, our lovely engineer from this show, and Sonar, we thank them every day. But he did divulge that he, you know, he wanted to know if Lucky Charms was a dry cereal, and and I told him, no, well, it's not after you pour your milk on it, but yes, it categorizes it. And I just say, look, I'm from Michigan. Battle Creek, you know, was right, you know, we lived close to Battle Creek, and that was the home of Kellogg's. You know, you're right. I hate the fake stuff. And when they say whole grains, if you go into a field and you take, you know, a strand of wheat and you pull it through your fingers and those berries fall out, that is a whole grain. Once they get processed and cut and then bleached and then sprayed, that is no longer a whole grain. So anyways, I completely interrupted you, but I do think there are better breakfast and snack options than cold cereal because I think that's completely nutritionally valueless.
Well, to Kevin and Sona, I'll just say this about the cereal that you were asking us about. I believe that it's healthier to eat the box than the cereal. I'll just throw that out there. Okay.
I would eat the box. Okay.
GMO or not GMO? Cocoa Puffs. They advertise it with whole grain first ingredient. There's a big check on the front. You got a sort of semi-crazy bird with a spoon looking like they're quite sugared out, actually. On the cover, do you think this is likely to have GMO or not likely to have GMO?
Bing, 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 GMO.
GMO, you are right there. Now let's go to some of these that are advertised a little bit better. Gluten-free, simply nutritious corn Chex. Gluten-free, likely to have GMO. Again, listeners, because we don't have labeling laws, we have to give our best guess. So to General Mills and these companies that make these, I apologize if we are missing this. Please feel free to contact us here at Radio MD, and I will do an on-air retraction. No problem if you are going to tell us that we are off in the wrong direction. But again, Holly, the green fakes are here. When I see gluten-free, I would assume, and it even says on there, no artificial flavors or colors. Gluten-free. And you had a peck. Now, why did you know, Holly, so quick?
You know, because I think
I mean, you didn't even hesitate.
So the because I think the gluten free is like a bell and whistle. It's like it's kind of like a I would say a New Orleans street kid. It's like look at this over here, while he's taking your wallet, it's like shiny something shiny over here. We're like gluten free and natural flavors and then it's like this must be good, and then that's not so true.
Okay, Kix. This is kid tested and mother approved. I don't know how they can say that. but it is kid tested, mother improved. I don't know if they have a double blind placebo study to demonstrate that. It says more whole grain than any other ingredient. It says made with all natural corn. This is again being targeted to children. Big, again, check on the top with whole grain, first ingredient check, is this is the kicks. Do you think it's likely to be GMO or not likely to be GMO?
I'm going to say no on this one.
This is likely to be GMO. Oh, it is. It's likely to be GMO. Yeah. Let's move on, and I'm going to give you some challenging ones. Kashi, heart-to-heart warm cinnamon oat cereal. Now, in case you haven't heard of Kashi out there, it is associated with, I think of it as a better brand. I do. I think of it as one of the more natural ones. I used to have a little trust in there. I gave it away already. But is this GMO or not?
Absolutely.
Likely to be GMO?
I know this. I know the Kashi story. So yes, it's GMO.
Wow. How'd you know that?
Because there's been quite a bit of controversy around Kashi. And so I think they're working hard to get their GMO grains out. But I also do believe that they might have been one of the supporters. Once again, I am not clear on this. I might have been one of the supporters about the law that we were going to pass that actually failed here in California about labeling genetically modified organisms in our foods. And so, you know, Kashi is a great brand. And when I say brand, I mean from a marketing perspective, because I think when you think about branding in general, it's the story. It's not a great story, actually. It's just a great brand.
Well, and I've got here the three best that they're saying non-GMO brands out there. And there is a cereal called, just to give you some good ones, Nature's Path has a nice variety of cereals. And their dedication is to GMO labeling and all organic ingredients. That's Nature's Path. And they do have discounts on their cereal, trying to get people to move over there. Amy's Kitchen is another one. And I think we're going to have to look at brands as well. I'm going to throw one last one out. I'm going to tell you early, this was GMO, and it shocked me because we have given some of this company's products to my child. Have you ever seen those Puffins cereals? It's got the puffin. It's like the weird looking penguin, but it's a puffin, and it's kind of got an all natural box. It's got this. It's not a genetically modified penguin, I promise you. But
I have never seen the puffins.
Okay, it's an all natural since 19 something Barbara's Puffins, and it has, like, you know, kind of that raw cardboard feeling box to it, so it gives you a very natural appearance. That is also very, very likely to have GMO. I found in my research that Kashi is, and that's why I asked you how you knew that Kashi seems to be fending off a lot of these arguments about, you know, GMO and not GMO, because a lot of their consumers are having brand identity issues where they wanted to trust them and feel slighted. I feel slighted. I feel slighted by the Puffins folks. I feel slighted by the Kashi folks, because I think that if you are going to call yourself natural, that you have a moral obligation to not have GMO. I mean, is it too much?
No, I think I believe that you're completely right. I mean, what we can do about that legally, I don't know, but I believe that you are completely right.
So the three companies that I found, and they seem to be pretty bulletproof. Now, do you know these companies? Have you ever heard of Nature's Path?
Yes, I have. They have a lovely pumpkin flavor or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Amy's Kitchen.
Amy's Kitchen.
Amy's Kitchen. And I don't think that's the Annie's. This is Amy's Kitchen organic brand. So we were just reviewing our top 10 most likely cereals to contain GMO. Let's give you the good guys. Look for Nature's Path. Look for Amy's Kitchen. These are organic foods. These are GMO-free. That gives you the opportunity to be safe as well. Until we're sure that these GMO products are safe, why don't we keep them out of our life? Because you know what that does? That gives us the opportunity to stay well. And we're going to keep teaching you how to do that at Radio MD.